It's Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe, and I'm going to celebrate our mothers today with all of the fun things that are going on. Right now, I'm taking a walk in the park and thinking about my mother, who loved gardening, and so I'm going to make the Sassy Scribe Saturday Live a visit to nurseries. My favorite nursery, perhaps, is just going to the botanical gardens and looking at all the flowers, taking notes on what's where. It's just so beautiful with the little fountains, and you know they always have the holiday lights, but right now everything is really in bloom. And if you have plans to do anything today, I suggest that you come over here to the Mishi Discovery Gardens. It's just lovely. There are all kinds of installations and fun things to do. And even right now, this morning, there are just hundreds of families just enjoying making music, hanging out in the butterfly garden. And there's artwork and sculpture here. It really is just a, oh my goodness. And there is a alligator with 1, 2, 3, 4 babies. Four babies. One of the great lookouts is from Mishi Gardens. You go down towards the emergency management center and the animal shelter, and there's this really cool walkway. It's close to the water, but then there's a little to the right. There's a little look off, and there they are, Mama and the four babies. In fact, this is the day there are baby manatees in my yard, right in the intercoastal. There are baby bunnies and the mama bunnies. They're here. I see mama bunnies here too. And look up there in the tree. There's so many nests with mamas and mama birds and the baby birds. So, you know, another place that you could take mom would be to the Boyd Hill Park, to Great Explorations, to all of the, just celebrate nature. There are so many parks in Pinellas County. And one of the things my mom and I used to do is flower arranging. And I would take her to the nursery. We would pick out all of her flowers. I'm going to share with you some of the incredible and succulent things you can do with mama. I'm going to be at noon today at the Mother's Day Market. There's 50 vendors at Three Daughters Brewing on 222 2nd Avenue South. Candles and plants and cooking supplies, sauces and clothing. I'm going to stop into Pieces of a Dream here to see my friend Patty. I always like to get my mother a soy candle in just delightful, sustainable flavors. And so that's always fun. I'm also going to go over here to Three Daughters Brewing. I'm going to sign up for tomorrow's Mother's Day flower arranging workshop. I can enjoy local beer and cider with my friends who are mothers and their children at Three Daughters Brewing. That is on Mother's Day. Also on Mother's Day at Raining Berries at 1631 Central Avenue, there is a Mother's Day flower mug workshop. And my friend Gloria West, who is now pregnant with her first, looking so mermaidy and gorgeous. I saw her over at Florida Social, or was it, I think I saw her there, about a year ago when she came into town. She had moved to Key West. And so she's back this weekend and beautifully pregnant and just a gorgeous example of what music and mermaidish can bring to your life. Very happy as well. And there's going to be live music with her and a dance lesson by Swing Time, 7 to 10, Thursday at the Floridian Social Club. If you missed that, then you can just go to the Floridian Social and hang out there tonight with the crew. And there's so much tea places to go. You know, the Chataway has tea. That's always a lovely thing. But this is also the last day for the Mezzo Market at Intermezzo, and I'm walking by this. Everybody is setting up, and that is so neat. I like to go inside and learn to make cocktails with Jarrett or cappuccinos. And one of the tricks that he showed me was to use Torani Italian soda. So I want you to go to RadioSaintPete.com, click on the audio blog, and definitely look up Jarrett Sabatini's conversation with me about what's trending, and also the piece I just did with the shuffleboard group the St. Pete Shuffleboard Club. They're having tonight is art walk. And so that I'm going to definitely stay downtown and do that starting at 5. It's going to be incredible. The shuffleboard, they have 100 discs. That's going to be fun. It's a fundraiser. But here is something that I learned from making an Italian, classic Italian soda. So here I am. I'm at Intermezzo. And I'm filling a glass with ice. I'm adding 8 ounces of soda water. And I'm adding Torani fruit flavor syrup. I love all the fruit flavor syrups, but I especially like the mandarino syrup. And here's another thing I'm making right now. This looks good. You can always add Torani to coffee. That's something I learned here at Intermezzo. I'm going to fill a glass with ice here. I'm going to add 8 ounces of soda water. And I'm going to pour in the Torani mandarino syrup. About an ounce of that. And now the mixologist in me is delighted. I've played with flowers. I've been to the garden. And now I'm going to pour in the Torani vanilla syrup. Now I've made mom a Torani creamsicle soda. You know, it's a wonderful day to make brunch for mom too. So I'm going to get in my car now and head over to Rolling Oats and Fresh Market and Trader Joe's. I think I'm going to make mom a basket of all of her favorite things. And in the morning, I'm going to get up, I'm going to make scones, and I'm going to add blueberries from the fresh market, and I'm going to deliver scones to all my neighbors. So whatever you choose to do, whether you're the mother of a fur baby, you're a mother of America, you're an auntie, or you are a mother or a grandmother, RadioSt.Pete.com and the Sassy Scribe wish you happy Mother's Day. Love is all you need.